Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy, or are you gonna bite?
Yeah, yeah.
There are several sacred things in this world that you don't ever mess with. One of them happens to be another man's fries. Now you remember that, and you'll live a long and healthy life.
Just us, the cameras, and those wonderful people out there in the dark.
Science fiction. The wave of the future.
I wonder where a guy, an everyday Joe like myself, could find a little action.
Bye.
Yeah.
Welcome to Comic-Con, a geek podcast for the rest of us. A geek podcast for the rest.
Welcome to Comic-Con's podcast, a geek podcast for the rest of us. Who are the rest of us? My name is Nick Stevens, and I am your host. But in a way, aren't we all trying to live the dream? Living the dream? Or the dream is living us? What does that mean, exactly? What does it really mean to live the dream? You know? What's at the heart of it? You know? Perhaps, what? I mean, you're dreaming one day or one evening. Maybe you're taking a cat nap. Maybe you're deep in your REM sleep in the middle of the night and you wake up, you know, suddenly to a lupine stupor. You know what I'm saying? You're laying supine and then all of a sudden you're upright, sweating, gotta be sweating. Maybe you're nauseous. You know, maybe you're angry because you were having a nice dream where you were talking to your dear old dad who's shifted off his mortal coil and you were having a little conversation with him and then your wife wakes you up and you're like, wait a minute, no, I was just having a conversation. And maybe you're dreaming because even that's a dream. It's a dream within a dream, you know? Maybe living the dream is just, I love what I'm doing. Life is good. No problems here. No concerns. No qualms. No questions. I mean, how do you not have questions, though? I mean, even if you're living the dream, even if you're loving life to that extent, right? To the extent of living your proverbial dream life, you got to have questions. How do you not have questions? You know, it's like you're starting a new gig. You got to have questions. Hey, what goes over there? What do I do with this? Who signs off on this thing? That's life, right? I mean, as you get older, you're like, yeah. How did we ever get to a point in our teenage years where we thought we had all the answers? You remember that? You remember being a teenager and you thought you knew everything? Nobody could tell you any different about anything. You just knew. You knew you had all the answers until life happened. And you're like, oh, shit, I got a curveball. Now I got to make some decisions. Like, what's at the heart of that, you know? That's what we're talking about tonight on Comic-Con's podcast. You might be wondering, why is it such a weird down low, you know, low down dirty shame of an episode where you're talking so intimately to the into the microphone? I'll tell you, kids, it was going to be a show, like a real show with the Monomoto, but life happens. I canceled on him. He canceled on me. We were going to have another friend join the show. He couldn't make it. So here I am doing a solo run on this. And don't worry, we're going to talk about Star Wars in a little bit. I'm not tricking you. This is going to be a little bit of a Star Wars solo rant on the Ahsoka. I think I might be coming down with something, so that's another reason for being quiet. Also, it's Sunday night. Wife's asleep. The kid's asleep. It's just me. It's just me. I can't go full fucking ham, you know? Even Hank the engineer is still sleeping in the garage. Not even my old garage. Somebody's garage. Long-time listeners will know. But first-time callers will have to wait. So the point is, what's at the heart of all that, right? What's at the heart of all what we're talking about even, right? I'll tell you, my son, the other day, I'm driving, and this motherfucker's laying on his horn when I'm at a yield sign, yielding to oncoming traffic. I got a little man in the back, wife in the passenger. This guy lays on his horn. I'm not going fast enough for him. You know what I'm saying? Mind you, I'm yielding to oncoming traffic. And there wasn't even like an opening in the lane for me to like get out of his way, so I had to just kind of sit there. And I say out loud, like under my breath, I just forget where I am sometimes. I say all kinds of stuff in front of my son. Probably shouldn't, you know, baby boy and all. But I'm like, yeah, it's not that fucking easy, asshole. I think that's what I said. It's not that fucking simple, or it's not that fucking easy. And finally I go, he gets around me, zooms around me just to get to the stoplight to like flick me off and cuss me out. And I flick him off. Jen's like, don't do that. He might have a gun. You know, the wife's worried. Then I'm agitated and I'm like, I can't wait to get the fuck out of this town. All the fucking traffic and all this shit. I don't think I said all that, but I had a flash of anger, you know, and I was kind of I was a little dismayed. And my son goes, Dad, just listen to your heart. Don't worry about them. I said, holy shit, what the fuck? What kind of knowledge did you just lay at my feet, little man? Just listen to your heart. Don't worry about them. How about listening to your heart instead of all the road rage, instead of all that pent-up frustration? Because then I'm projecting that into the universe, and then somebody else is projecting that into the universe, and then we're all just fucking angry at each other, and he just fucking floored me with that. I was like, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. I need to calm the fuck down. I need to yield and let others just go. You know? Let go, let you know who, or whatever, or her, or it, or whatever you assign to your higher power. This is not going to be one of those podcasts where we just go gently into the good night. I promise. So let me break it up. Dildo, pussy, fart, cocksucker. We can't get too deep without a few cocksuckers, right? Got to throw that shit out real quick. You know, the train of thought came to take you there. Okay. And, but I know the Motomoto feels guilty about canceling. The same way I feel guilty about fucking eating a steak and cheese from Great Steak Escape. You know what I mean? But sometimes you got to do what you've got to do. Sometimes you've got to do an Indian accent that turns into a Scottish accent. Sometimes. what is at the heart of it, right? When somebody really says, like, I'm living the dream, though, for real. Because, like, there's a guy that's at the moon base. We won't name names. But every now and then when I see him, I'm like, hey, how's it going? How you doing, man? Living the dream, man. And he just waits. He waits on that living the dream. Like, I know you're not living the dream. But you don't have to say it, like, every fucking time. You know what I'm saying? It's like when somebody says, hey, happy hump day. It's Wednesday. And just once I'd like to say, hey, happy fucking Titty Tuesday. It's Tuesday. Titty Twister Tuesday. What's wrong with a Titty Twister Tuesday? What's wrong with exclaiming that as like a national holiday? Not even a holiday, but just a day of recognition in the office. Nothing says good job, Barbara, like a nice old familiar titty twister. Come up from behind, through the blouse on the nips. This is exactly what my wife was afraid about. Me ranting in the kitchen by myself, like, you're not going to start talking about fucking pussies and dildos and shit, are you? No, I'm not. Not right away. I'd ranted a little bit about other stuff before that, right? Where was I? Oh, man. But yeah, my son. Great segue. You hear that? I got a little bit of... There's some raspiness in here.
Richard Harris might have an encore.
Not tonight. My son's point was, just listen to your heart. So what do I do when I'm listening to my heart? Why am I doing this podcast? Because it's fun. Because I like to get on this microphone and rant about shit that I love. And I like to just talk about shit for me. It's cathartic for me to talk about this, you know? And if I'm going to listen to my heart, I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm going to get on a mic and do a solo run. I'm not going to wait for people to fucking come on the goddamn show, literally and figuratively. No, I'm going to fucking do my own thing because I like doing it. I like doing it and I'm doing it well. You know what I mean? I like to think this is probably one of the best podcasts out there on the fucking interwebs. There, I said it. I mean, why wouldn't it be? We talk about the same shit, but we don't. And I feel like that's every other podcast, right? They talk about the same kind of shit, but they don't. Do we have A-list celebrity guests? No, not necessarily. But we've had some fucking fun guys and gals on this show before. And when they come on the show, that's great, figuratively and physically and metaphorically. But also, it's nice to have a solo run every now and then from yours truly. So I can just tell you what's going on. And now somebody could write it and say, what the fuck is the show even about? You're fucking 5-10 minutes in, you're fucking waxing rhapsodically about fucking philosophy and your kid, you know, flooring you with a existential thoughtful little moment. But it's love. All kids know is love, you know, and that's the thing I have to remember, right? As a dad, but even just as a human being. You know, love is all you need, right? Come on. I know it's already been sung, but can't be sung enough. You know what I mean, Eddie? Eddie? Anybody? That's right, kids. We're going to talk about Pearl Jam now. A little song called Love Boat Captain. Track 3 off Riot Act, circa 2003. Great album. Underestimated album. Underrated album. Yeah. So that's what's in my heart, Pearl Jam, and my son, and my wife, and then maybe along the way, Ahsoka. There it is, folks. Ahsoka. Don't worry, we'll come back to Pearl Jam in a little bit. But if I'm going to listen to my heart like Bryan Adams said, listen to your heart. God, Bryan Adams. Did I say Bryan Adam the first time? I might have. You know, like how you say Bryan Adam. You know that Bryan Adam, he sang a Don't Break Heart, Me Ache Heart. No, that wasn't him. That was who? Travis Tritt? No. He sang a Don't Break Heart, He Just Don't Think He Understood. But remember when do you remember when Bryan Adams sang that song? What was it? Everything I Do? Everything I Do. I had to do that shit in fifth grade. Do you guys have to do shit like that? Music teacher would take a song that was popular in the charts. We were living overseas at the time, but it traveled across oceans. And we did that song like some fifth grade class. We had our recorders and everything. But I remember first when I first heard him sing, listen to your heart, you will find or see or something. Love that dude, you know. Cuts like a knife, but it feels so right. Talking about Bryan Adams on a Comic-Con's podcast, that's what makes this show what it is. I'm not going to jump right into the fucking Ahsoka. I got to warm you guys up first, you know. I got to get some heavy petting. Some fellatio. You know, God, I love that word, fellatio. Whoever came up with that was a genius. I don't just want to say oral sex. And I don't want to just say blowjob or cunnilingus. So I'm going to say fellatio. You know what I mean? Wait, does fellatio mean all of it? I think fellatio is just blowjobs. Yeah. I don't know why I thought fellatio could be the other way around. Well, I guess you could have a dildo, like a strap-on. Or you could be a shim, but it'd still be a blowjob. But we're talking about Bryan Adams and blowjobs here. What I love about Star Wars... oh, God, it's happening, the cough. What I love about Star Wars is the... let's see, what do I love about Star Wars? Well, Ahsoka has everything that I love about Star Wars. Ahsoka, the show. I've watched the first two episodes. And let me tell you, kids... Lightsabers? Check. Droids? Check. Sexy painted women? Also check. Okay? This has everything that I love about it. And I don't know who or what the fuck is going on with some of these reviewers online, but I don't know what they want. Like, both episodes were great, especially the first one. And, like, it didn't fuck around. It wasn't slow, but I'm reading online in some corners of the web that some people thought it was slow. Other folks thought it was too much, like... Rebels season 2 or whatever, which is the animated show that kind of lifted a lot of the content that's in this show. If you don't know, you googs. I don't even think you need to watch Rebels or even Clone Wars to get this show. Like, when you watch Star Wars, you just kind of know, like, all right, these are characters. They've crossed paths with other characters that we may or may not know or recognize. It's in an expanded universe, okay? Dave Filoni, writer, director, showrunner of this show, created a lot of these ancillary characters and made the universe bigger. So yeah, of course it's going to be Easter eggs for all the uber fans, but even the people that aren't immersed can enjoy this as a fun little ride here. You know what I'm saying? We start the show off with Ray Stevenson, for Christ's sake, rest in peace. Probably the only cinematic Frank Castle that we've ever had, but yet he's not a Jedi, but he's not quite a Sith. Spoilers. It was almost like, I remember that Phantom Menace scene. Was it Phantom Menace? Might have been Clone Wars. I don't know. Or Attack of the Clones, whatever the fuck it was called. It's where Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan are on that ship. And they board the ship. And they do some crazy shit. They even have some moments where they're running like fucking Barry Allen throughout the ship, which was weird. And I think that's where we got the weird breakdown of midichlorians. The point is this. Instead of that, we got like a flip reverse. You do a 360. It's a 180. They did one of those. And there we have them like fucking taking out, I guess, Alliance. What are they called? What are they? Not Alliance. Republic. Jesus, there's too much sci-fi out there. They're cutting down fucking Republic guards and soldiers left and right. They even kill the fucking the captain of the ship. He's like, you're right about one thing. I'm no Jedi. Oh, dude. Red lightsabers? Actually, I think his was orange. I like a good color change. It's a good change. I don't know what's going on with him and his apprentice. I don't even know their names. Probably could look it up. But what kind of show would that be? No, but even her, she's great. The apprentice, his apprentice. Oh my God. What's going on with her? I can't tell if she's going to end up being quasi-redeemable or if like this guy, oh, Baylan. His name's Baylan. I can't remember her name. But Baylan seems like I said, he's not a Jedi. He's not a Sith. What is he? Checkered past? Methinks he. Because he has knowledge of the other Jedis. And then spoiler kids, there's a scene where the Wicked Witch of the West that they picked up from Mandalorian, I guess she was in a prison cell, they pick her up, they bust her out. At one point she's like, oh, you know of this Ahsoka? Or some shit like that, I don't even remember. He goes, well, it would be a shame to kill her. Oh, are you going soft on me, Baylan? No, it's just, there's not a whole lot of Jedi left. And I thought, wow, interesting. So he's not all like, plus, another thing to look out for, folks, those Sith eyes. None of these motherfuckers have the Sith eyes. But that bitch they picked up, you know, I can't remember that. God damn it, just look up the show. We can't spend the whole podcast saying that guy, this chick, that bitch. Come on, we can do better than that. Who plays the witch? The Witch of the West. Okay, first of all, the apprentice's name, Shin Haiti, played by Ivana Sakhno. And, of course, I already mentioned Ray Stevenson as Baylan. Who is the Wicked Witch? What is she doing? I keep calling her a witch because, spoilers, kids, she's kind of a witch. What is her? Oh, Diana Lee Inosanto playing Morgan Elsby. Okay, I like her. Oh, she's a stunt woman, too, in real life, folks. Watch out for this one. No, she's good, but apparently her character is like a witch, like a long-forgotten... This is why I really wanted the Monomoto on the show to break this down for me. I guess she's playing like a witch that has ties to like the old Mandalorian lore before Jedi, I want to say. I don't know. See, this is why we're cons, kids. We don't know what's going on over here. I sure as hell don't know what's going on. The Daughters of Dathomir. They were a clan and ancient order of magic-wielding women, most of whom were Dathomirians. Don't give a fuck. Who lived on Dathomir? Also don't give a fuck. I guess it was a planet bathed in dark energies, according to the internet. But that's fascinating, right? Because that's the whole thing here, right? Star Wars is sci-fi, but it's mostly fantasy sci-fi. You got guys with laser swords going on, fucking force-wielding shit, people flying around, spaceships, but also magic. It's great. I love it. And the first two episodes are great, too, because we meet the other aforementioned characters from Rebels, and they're all fun. They're all doing their thing, you know? Hera's green, hot as hell. That Mary Elizabeth Winstead, never miss a chance to see her. Watch her in Death Proof. I think she's in a cheerleader outfit the entire time. Or just watch her in that Thing sequel / remake. That was actually pretty good. But for my money, I think I'd pick 11 Cloverfield Lane, if you don't know your googs. And then you got Sabine, which is always a good time. Right? We haven't heard from Ezra yet. More on that later. Or maybe not. We don't care. But the big winner for me is that droid they've added. Huang, I think. H-U-Y-A-N-G. Huang. Huang is the name of the droid. That's fun to say. Huang. David Tennant does his voice. And what's interesting about him is he's a robot that's helping Ahsoka track down this map. But he's no fucks. Like, no fucks giver. Give a no fucks. He'll flat out insult you. He'll tell you that you suck at the Force. And at the same time, he'll give you a little pep talk. You know? But from the get-go, Ahsoka's taking out droids who are after the map. And then she's tracking down this General Thrawn, who I know nothing about. But he's blue, apparently. And he's a bad guy. He's a bad dude to be reckoned with. And she's fucking shit up. And then she has to go over to another droid in the second episode. We get to see, what's her name? Shin fight Sabine, which I didn't know Sabine was even a lightsaber wielder. I didn't know she was doing the Force. I didn't know she was strong with the Force. That'd be great if everyone was just doing the Force. Hey, could you do the Force again? You know, the thing where you do the Force? So many times, and this probably goes to show why I could never be a Jedi, but so many times I've wished, like, man, if I could just Jedi this fucking thing out of my way. You know what I mean? Somebody annoys you and you just fucking throw them into the clouds. See that hole in the clouds up there? I'm going to put you right through those holes. Right in the hole of those clouds. And let's talk about that Rosario, okay? I've loved her ever since the day was long, okay? Whether it's 25th hour, I went there. Alexander, you best believe, fast forward to the right scenes. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you gigs. Sin City, come on, it's a wrap. My Valkyrie, you know? She's great. And I love the projects she picks. Like, I genuinely get the sense that she loves playing Ahsoka. And she loves playing in these worlds, you know, like in Daredevil, showing up in this show, Sin City, I just said it, Jesus. I get a genuine, sincere feeling, especially when I see her at the cons. I'm like, oh, look at this woman. She's great. She can't do no wrong. And she's good looking. That doesn't hurt. And the Totskis. The Totskis are nice. Let's not stand on ceremony here. Mr. Huang. If only Batman had a robot Alfred, voiced by David Tennant. That might be intriguing. Like a futuristic Batman. That might be nice. I think we're going to get like 8 episodes out of this show. And I'm hoping we get some more tie-ins with the larger universe. I know we're supposed to get some Anakin throwbacks at some point. I think he's in the show. We get that Hayden Christensen, unfortunately, talking about how sand is rough and coarse and it gets everywhere. Powell, I'm sorry, I know you love him, but I really want to find out more about Baylan. I want to know, like, what his story is, what's his background. I can't wait to see him square off with Ahsoka and have their one-on-one. The show comes out every Tuesday, which is kind of nice. I don't know why Wednesday's always felt like a little long to wait for. Tuesday, like, you get through the weekend, you just got one day, and then Tuesday it's there. And I love that they dropped 2 episodes. That's great. I'm kind of 50-50 on the binging. I was just talking about this with the Motomoto the other day. I don't have a good attention span. So when I binge a show, when it's over, I've forgotten all about it pretty much. And to that same token, like, if I have to binge it and it's lengthy, if you want me to catch up on a show, that's not going to happen. It's just not. At this point in my life, Pal's on this big Voyager kick. And I'm like, hey, man, I'll try to. Maybe I'll join you on that ride. But I can't, man. He's already at season 4. There's like 7 seasons. A friend of mine years ago tried to get me to watch Smallville. It's like 25 fucking seasons. And he doesn't even put the cape on till like the last episode. And I think even then we don't even see it. We just see him like hold it or something. Come on. Come on. I have no attention span. I barely watch anything new. And when I do, it's like shit like this. Or what did I watch? Oh, my wife and I are watching The Idol. Actually, we just finished it. We just finished The Idol. You guys seen that on fucking HBO Max? The Weeknd and Lily Rose Depp? Let me tell you, this show is fucked. Now, I always like a good show about musicians. You know what I mean? Prime had that show like Daisy and the Six. That was pretty cool. It was like a pseudo Fleetwood Mac biography kind of thing, but not really. But anytime there's like turmoil, you know, sex, drugs, rock and roll, and it's like the story of like an artist coming to fame, you know, and then the turmoil and all the shit that went on behind the scenes, that shit's intriguing to me. I love that shit. This shit kind of gets into that because Lily Rose Depp plays like a Miley Cyrus-ish like pop star, and she's coming to terms with her dead mom and all this shit going on. And then she meets this guy, this club owner named Tedros, played by The Weeknd. He's actually killing it in the show. Like, he's actually got some acting chops. He plays a scumbag. Show's only 5 episodes in. I can do that. We crushed it. We did like every night this past week. Just watched an episode. And it's dark and it's kind of twisted and probably wants to be more artsy than it is, to be honest. But had a good ending. It was weird enough to be different and separate from other shit out there. And I liked it. And there were no robots. There were no lasers. But there were a lot of tits. Like, she bears all. And then some. So probably worth it for that alone. You know, and hey, I'm not even being biased here. It's not just tits. I mean, there's dicks out too. There's a couple of dicks flinging around here and there, which I like. You know, if you're going to have tits and and vaginas and clitorises and pussies and all that shit, then you might as well throw some dicks in the mix. You know, throw some swinging dicks. Long, short, fat, whatever. You know, why be biased? Maybe that's what Star Wars is missing. Maybe we need to like course correct and like get all these sons of bitches that are just like, you know, keyboards, you know, social justice warriors out there like, let me please. These fucking nerds, man. Let me tell you. Like, if you don't like Ahsoka, then you don't like puppies. You don't like kittens. I remember when Force Awakens came out, and there were people that hated that movie. I was like, why though? Force Awakens was dope. Like, it was just fun. Like, if you don't like shit like this, then I will have to wonder what you like. And it's one thing if, like, you're just not into, like, this shit, right? Like, let's say, like, oh, I'm more of a documentaries guy. Boring. Or I'm more of, like, I just watch golf on Sundays. Crazy. Or maybe I just fucking, you know, watch paint dry while I sit in my house in the dark. Sure, you know? Whatever floats your boat. Maybe you put a rope around your neck and tie yourself to the fucking back of a fucking doorknob and then lean up against it, away from it rather, so it's like choking you while you, oh shit, while you're jerking off. Wasn't that the BTK killer or some shit? He was like choking himself, like autoerotic asphyxiation or some shit, and his wife found him. That's not what caught him or how he got caught, but like that led to like, it was like one of the things, one of the red flags, because she, I don't know. But we don't know, I don't know what you're into, right? But if you don't like this show, Ahsoka, not the idol, because the idol's definitely like an acquired taste, but if you don't like Ahsoka, then I can't help you. I don't know what you're looking for. Like, if you're not into the shit, fine. But if you're into the shit, and you're a genuine, like, Star Wars fan, and you don't like this show, something's wrong. Because I can't see how you can watch the original Star Wars movies and then watch these newer ones, which special effects look better, the acting is better. Let's be honest, guys. Those original Star Wars films, there's some bad acting in those shit. There's some cheesy-ass fucking dumb moments. I said it, somebody had to say it. But we forgive them because they were like the Holy Grail. They were the Osiris. But there's some dumb shit in there, and you forgive it because it's Star Wars. And now we have something that's like leaps and bounds better in terms of how it's shot, in terms of how it looks on TV. Like, not even on the big screen, but on TV. And it's not that shitty CGI that Lucas tried to throw in when he reshot shit and re-released movies. No, it's like legit CG. Like, there's a scene where Ahsoka jumps out of a window at like a ship freight yard, and it's like spaceship freight yard. With lightsabers, two lightsabers. She jumps out the window, lands, and then like fights two droids. And I'm watching this going like, this is TV. This looks awesome and it sounds awesome. Because that's another thing. Like, this show starts off in space with the crawl, like the original movies, but it's like red font, gives you a little background on the story. And then the sound editing is great. Like, the sound of the sabers and the ships, everything sounds so big, and like you feel the scale of everything. And I just don't see like how somebody could watch this and go, nah, it's bullshit. I mean, you want to watch bullshit TV? Secret Invasion, that was some horrible bullshit. There, I said it. Now that's different. There were bad special effects. There were no Skrulls for a show that was supposed to be about Skrulls. And this is just not one of those shows. So I just don't see where the hate's coming from. You know, maybe people are fatigued. Maybe there are people that are tired of like some of this shit. There's like too much of it maybe going around, you know. But that's why you got to do what I do. I split it up. So I'll watch this shit, and then I'll watch The Idol with my wife, you know, finish that nonsense up, and then dive into something else weird, you know, like that Rebel Moon trailer. How great does that fucking trailer look? I don't care who you are. I don't care where you stand in the Snyder camp. That motherfucker can shoot a movie. Like, this thing looks insane. And speaking of Star Wars, holy shit. I love how he tried to make a Star Wars movie. They told him no. They, the powers that be. They said no. No thanks, Zach. So he goes ahead and basically makes a Star Wars movie anyway, but not calling it Star Wars. He gives them, like, laser swords, but they're not, like, lightsabers. They're, like, powered by the things on their wrists. And I've done all this research. I've read so many articles about it, and it's just fascinating how he basically built his own little world based off so many other worlds. It's kind of like Dune and Star Wars had a baby. there's chicks, like scantily clad chicks walking around with horns, like actual horns. So no Twilight chicks, just chicks with horns. I mean, come on. Then it reminds me of like heavy metal. And I don't just mean fucking metal, like I mean straight up heavy metal, like the animated movie. If you don't know, you googs. Gots to googs. That's my shit, man. Robots, scantily clad women flying on the thing. There's fucking creatures with, there's like griffins with like giant, there's a giant black griffin that this like warrior dude jumps on. And then we have robots like in a field. We got our boy from fucking Sons of Anarchy. Probably not the greatest actor of all time, but not the worst. He looks like he's having a good time. We got the chick from The Mummy. Again, Nick, you couldn't do any research before you started this rant? Come on. And not the mummy. Not like the mummy. Like there was like three or four of them with Scorpion King spinoffs. No, I mean like that weird 2016 mummy with Tom Cruise. God, who is that actress? She was in Atomic Blonde too. She was smoking hot in that too. What is her name? Sophia Boutella. She actually played the mummy in that one. Oh, she was in Star Trek Beyond. That's right. Bam. And Atomic Blonde. Boom. There you go. Apparently it's going to be two movies or a two-parter, this Rebel Moon. I think it looks dope, man. And again, that's Snyder, man. He knows how to shoot a movie. Apparently he wrote this too. This has kind of been like a 3 to 4 year project for him. Probably longer. And yeah, I'm excited, man. That's coming in December. And then we get the second half in April. That's good. Keep it coming. You know, it's real shitty with this, with these strikes going on. Like, it's going to be interesting to see how long this happens, because the longer this goes, the well's going to dry up. That new content, all the stuff that already hasn't been shot, anything that hasn't been shot already can't be shot. Like, they're not shooting anything new right now. At least most studios aren't. And I feel like that's going to be, if they don't fix this shit soon, because they're pushing everything back. I don't know what's going to happen. Come like next summer, we might have a dry ass fucking summer. Like, if they don't fix it soon, we don't have any summer blockbusters next summer. That's going to be weird. That's going to be a weird time. It's a weird time anyway, though. Like, I feel like everywhere it's kind of weird, you know? And why do we turn to this shit? Why do we watch this shit? Because it distracts us from the shitty shit, right? I had to actually shift my algorithm a little bit. And, like, I started following a couple of those, like, good news pages on social media. And some of them can be really cheesy and they overload you with, like, stories about puppies and kittens and all that shit, but at least it's like different from like blood, murder, mayhem, islands on fire. It can be a lot. You got a fucking Republican primary, and nobody's even talking about like shit they would do to like change anything. Everyone's just shitting on everybody else, and the one guy who probably should be there isn't even there. You know what I mean? Just made everybody look real small, and then the guy I voted for is fucking old as shit. Completely lost his fucking mind. Meanwhile, fucking Jimmy Carter's in hospice making more sense. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, living the dream. And I come back to this dream of tits, robots, and lasers. I've had a few of those. Quite a few. And when I actually get to the point where I know that I'm dreaming and I can try to have a moment where I'm like lucid dreaming, you know what I mean? Hey, have you ever like lucid dream, man? That I wake up immediately. I've never been in a situation where I can control the dream or the length of the dream. I only wish that in my dream where I was talking to my dad, I could have been like, hey, I just hope you're proud of me, you know? And I'm sure he is somewhere in the ether out there. But I think all I said to him was like, are you doing okay? And he was like, yeah, are you doing okay? And I was like, yeah. And he seemed like he was fine. And that was good. That was good. So. Anywho, Ahsoka is fucking good. So you should watch. I fucking love it. And I know it's already been sung, you know. But it can't be said enough. Love is all you need. And all you need is love. Hey, remember at the end of the day, whatever we said on this show, don't take it seriously. Okay, because it is just fiction. Thanks for listening. Is this just enough?
questions arise and answers fall.